Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. We spoke about dealing with animals, and we mentioned some of the things regarding what kind of animals should be kept, what kind of animals should not be kept. One way of benefiting from animals is that they are used for means of carrying, for means of transport. That also means that there are certain adab that must be observed when you are using an animal for means of transport or means of carrying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, ثَلَاثٌ مِن نِعَمِ الدُّنْيَا. There are three things that are of the blessings of dunya. Even though dunya has no blessings, a comfortable, mountable animal. That is comfortable. That's one of the blessings of dunya. And a righteous, pious wife. وَالْمَنْزِلُ الْوَاسِعُ. And a large, expanded house. And a large house. These are three of the blessings of dunya. Imam Sadiq, salamullahi alayhi, says, ways of a mu'min being happy, or a happy side, a happy element of a believer, is that they have an animal that they are able to mount in order to fulfill their needs and also fulfill the needs of their fellow brethren. وَيَقْضِي عَلَيْهَا حُقُوقَ إِخْوَانِهِ. What a beautiful hadith. So an animal that is mountable, or that can be used for carrying things or for riding, is number one, considered to be a zina, an adornment of this dunya, a blessing of this dunya, and also a way of sa'ada, a way of happiness of a believer. Of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi always reminds us that we need to keep that humility, that, you know, although you might have a beautiful, very strong, original breed of a horse or a camel, but he then says, remember that you need to have tawadu and you need to be humble. And he says, let me inform you of five things that if someone was to have them, they would not be a haughty person, a mutakabbir person. And he then says that he mounts he rides a donkey, yarkab al-himar. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi would never be ashamed from riding a donkey. He would see that to be a means of showing humility and humbleness. Speaking about usage of and benefiting from animals, you know, we know the verse that in the Holy Quran that says, you know, وَعَدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ, and prepare for them. You know, when you as a Muslim, you're trying to prepare yourself against the enemy. Enemy is attacking you. You need to prepare yourself. You need to be ready in the sense of military jihad. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ. You know, here the continuation of the verse speaks about رِبَاطُ الْخَيْلِ, speaks about preparing horses and making sure that you have horses that you are able to use in battle and things like that. Now, in that sense, that might had been, would be applicable in that time. But the beginning of the ayah, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ, basically tells us that whatever would be a means of being used to defend the territory of Muslim land, then that should be prepared. whether it be an animal or any other kind of military instruments that would secure the requirements and the needs.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
There are many ahadith that speak about وَدِينَارٌ يَنْفِقُهُ الرَّجُلْ عَلَى دَابَتِهِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that you are using your daba fi سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. We can understand this in the sense of jihad. We can also understand this in the sense of qada hawaij or huquq ikhwanikum al-mu'mineen, which we've already mentioned as well. And this is exactly what Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli says, where the means and methods that should be used as a form of artillery, as a form of military instruments, at the time of defending themselves and defending the Islamic territory if needed. Another point is when it comes to the topic of entertainment and sports. And of course, sports is good. We've discussed sports as far as it being good for your mental stability, it being good for your physical stamina, and using animals for sport benefits is also something encouraged in Islam. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, any kind of entertainment of a believer is batil, except in disciplining or in teaching a horse and archery and in foreplaying with his wife, which is a kind of entertainment. فَإِنَّهُنَّ حَقْ. These are okay to do. The most loved of lahu, the most loved of entertainment in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is anything to do with al-khayl, with horses, and which means, of course, teaching them, disciplining them, playing with them, warrami, and archery as well. Here, we need to understand there are ad'iyya, there are supplications that are to be used at the time of you when you want to ride an animal, when you want to use an animal for carrying things or issues like that. Another very important point that needs to be mentioned here is when it comes to the issue of wanting to treat an animal in a positive way, when it comes to how you are able to find that level of entertainment, I will mention that in the next episode. But of course, it's an important point in observing certain etiquette, certain mannerism when it comes to the treating of animals. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past. Ooh. walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.